Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we continue our discussion on how you define yourself. And yesterday I talked about Keith Emerson, one of the best keyboard players in the world who recently took his life because he couldn't play like he used to be able to play. And what he defined himself was a keyboard player, and apparently not much more than that, since as soon as he started to lose his skills, that was the end for him. So I asked you to think about how you define yourself. And so I want you to look at a couple of things. The first is, what is the number one attribute for you in terms of the definition of yourself? Is it your physical appearance? Is that how you define yourself? Is it your job, your intelligence? Maybe it's a spouse, your family, or some external thing like a house or car. What is that for you? And if you had to rank everything, what would be number one in terms of how you define yourself, at least from an external perspective? So let's say it's your job. And now ask yourself, okay, what percentage of that definition of yourself would your job account for? Is it 10%, 50%, 70%? So if you lost your job, what would that do to the definition of yourself and how you perceive yourself? How long do you think it would take you to recover from a situation like this? One of the thoughts is to look at the general makeup of how you define yourself and look at some of those things that you put on your list and ask yourself, do you have all your eggs in one basket? Are you so dependent on one aspect of your life that really gives you your self-worth, that it would be traumatic if that were to go away or if that were to change or if you couldn't perform that anymore? What would that do to you? The point here is you don't want to focus everything on one aspect of your life. It's not healthy to do it. And as a matter of fact, you probably don't want to define yourself by anything external either. It really comes internally. But first, we have to start with the external factors. If you think that you'd really be impacted by something, if you really get your sense of self-worth so strongly from one aspect of your life, that can make it very, very hard for you to recover. So at the very least, think about rounding yourself out a little bit more if you're too dependent on one or two items. See what you can do to broaden yourself out a little bit. And we'll talk later in the week about looking inside as opposed to outside to really define yourself. But for now, I just want you to focus on that external piece and see what you can do to diversify yourself a little bit more so that you don't have all your eggs in one basket. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on Stitcher or you can do it on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I would just love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is getting here for a couple of minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about happiness and how you define yourself. But for today, I want you to think about those external attributes that you would use to define yourself. And if you realize that too much of your self-worth is coming from one area, look at how you can improve your balance in life